news, analysis, interviews, and fun. This is the State Line Sports Hour, presented by Lincoln Rent-All and Sales on News Talk 1440 WROK.
Good morning, everybody. Dave Schmidt riding alone today, except for producer Tom Warner. He's still here. Matt Nestor's off today, and our co-host, the schedule for today, Gordy Casper's home and not feeling well. Hopefully he'll get better because he's a gym teacher in elementary school and they miss their gym teachers when they don't show up.
He says he has strep throat. I think he was just yelling at the TV all day yesterday.
He might have been. He's a big basketball fan.
That's what it was.
That could have been. Yeah. Right now we're going to shift from basketball we've been talking about in the first part of the show. We're going to go to some high school football, and our special guest is Eureka High School Principal Richard Worley, and Richard has been working on a proposal and has talked with the IHSA, and he's also on the legislative committee at the IHSA for maybe making districts into all these schools in Illinois and playing it that way. Hey, Richard, good to have you on today.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about your proposal. I know it's something that you've been working on for a while, and I think it's starting to get a little bit more responses from around the state because there is a lot of conference changes going on, and it's causing schools problems with football scheduling, and this would solve that problem.
Well, that's my hope, you know, is it would solve the conference jumping because football is, you know, unique because it's the only sport where you have to win so many games to get in the playoffs. So, you know, everybody's looking for those five wins and trying to get in.
You know, you're in an area where there's been a lot of conference changes. How much has that caused problems for you down in that area where you're at in Central Illinois?
Well, I've been at Eureka 18 years, and I've seen quite a few conference changes where, you know, ones that you think are stable, all of a sudden, you know, some teams get upset they're not making the playoffs, so they tend to want to break away or leave a conference, and, you know, there's just so many teams out there, so they pull from another conference, which messes up that one, and you know, just an ever-changing atmosphere, and it's not helping anything.
And I think you hit it right on the head there. If it wasn't for football, there wouldn't be all these conference hopping because everybody would be happy where they're at because they got their natural rivals. So the proposal you have is to put it in the districts. Can you explain a little bit what you're looking at? And I know states like Texas and other places already have that in place.
I actually did some research and called 48 of the 50 state associations and talked to their football directors. And the vast majority of them do set them up in regions or divisions, where they will say, these are the eight teams that you're going to play. You set up your schedule, but this is who you'll play to get into the playoffs. And we are one of only two states that do it the way we do, with just letting the schools fend for themselves. The other one being Michigan, and they've had proposals out there, too, to change, and they didn't get anywhere either. But, you know, I'm just looking at something, you know, that would cause equity in the state where you're going to play light competition. With the economic times, it's going to help with travel, hopefully. You know, because right now there's a lot of people that might avoid a school 10 miles down the road because they don't think they can beat them and will drive 3 hours to get a football win.
We're talking with Richard Worley, the principal at Eureka High School. And how is it starting to get a little bit more support? Because you've been working on this for a while, and I know I've been following it for a while, some of the things that have been going on. Are you starting to get people saying, hey, maybe this is the way we need to go?
Yeah, actually, I proposed this thing a few years ago and got zero votes on the legislative commission. I abstained at the time. And this year, you know, we got quite a few more votes, and it's the times, you know, with the conferences changing and schools consolidating, you know, and conferences getting messed up, you know, more and more people are saying, hey, you know what, this isn't a bad idea. This would help, you know, but if it's not in your backyard, as they say, you know, you're not going to change just to help somebody else out.
You know I follow this with a lot of states. They reevaluate every several years and then redistrict people. Is that part of the proposal that you have as well?
Yeah, my proposal was to do it every 2 years. So in case a school consolidates or closes or drops their football program, you know, every 2 years, you just play home and away, and then, you know, the state would say, here's the new group of eight you're going to play, and then you set up a conference schedule that way. And then the other thing was to keep open dates consistent throughout the state where, you know, be it weeks 1 and 2 or 1 and 9, whatever you want it to be, everybody has those weeks open, so therefore it's easier to find a non-conference, non-division, non-region opponent, and it's just hard right now. If you're in a conference that has an odd number of schools, what you have to do is you have to, somebody's going to have to find a week 5, 6, 7 game, and that's near impossible these days.
And, you know, when you look at the roster on the IHSA, they do a good job of keeping track of football, you know, the conferences and the wins. There are not that many independents, so a lot of schools have to go out of state. I know I've worked with a couple of schools. One had to play a school in Missouri. One had to go to Fort Wayne, Indiana. So, like you said, it's pretty difficult if you have an open date after maybe week 5 or so.
Yeah, I think I looked at that, too. There was somewhere between 20 and 30 schools in the state of Illinois that had to play an out-of-state opponent. You know, hopefully that would alleviate that. It wouldn't stop it at all, you know, and it would give you some open dates that, you know, our powerhouse programs like Joliet Catholic could still play an out-of-state school, you know, and be on ESPN, whatever it may be, week 1, week 9, week 2, whenever we set that up.
And, you know, I saw that the Chicago Public Schools would not be involved because they've already done something like that. Is that the thinking right there?
Right, yeah. Chicago Public's got it right. They have a football director, really nice gentleman who puts together the conferences or the divisions for that conference, for the public league. And actually, you know, I was kind of intrigued by the way they do it because he sets them up, you know, by strength. So there would be 6 teams that are in a division based on their strength, and then that winner is going to go to the playoffs. Not every one of their conferences get an opportunity to go to the IHSA playoffs. And I was unaware of that. I had no idea that they'd, you know, a team might win 5, 6 games and still not make the IHSA playoffs.
You know, your proposal, does it include the 8-game proposal and then everybody would play in the playoffs, or would there still be a cutoff and just a certain number would make it?
No, that was a separate proposal. Mine was that put them in eight team divisions, leave a couple open dates. So you basically would have 7 division games and then 2 non-division games.
How is it moving forward with the IHSA? You're on that legislative committee. Is there talk going on? Are you guys working on a plan right now?
We actually had set it up at Jim Dunnan. He's a superintendent principal on the Legislative Commission from Washington, had proposed that we have a committee of legislative members meet with the Football Advisory Board and, you know, come up with some type of proposal, a joint proposal, to address this issue with football. And the IHSA Executive Board decided that there wasn't enough interest in their minds in the state to make that group together and come up with a proposal. So, you know, I'm not so sure the IHSA is really in favor of this idea right now. I realize it would cause them a lot of work, but, you know, I think it's what's best for kids in the state of Illinois.
Would you keep the 8 divisions yet for football in the plan?
Yeah, I wasn't changing the football playoffs or any of that. We did have a couple proposals out there that, you know, expand the playoffs by a third. One was to let everybody in the playoffs but about 6 teams. Those garnered some interest as well, you know, and trying to cut down on the conference jumping. But they didn't have enough votes to move forward to have all the principals vote on it.
Well, very interesting. We'll be following that. I've been keeping an eye on you guys and seeing what you're doing down there anyway. But thanks for being on today and taking some time. Eureka High School Principal Richard Worley, really appreciate you being on today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Kind of interesting, high school playoffs. Hey, we have some tickets here, right? 2 4 packs, if you want to give them. Okay.
We actually have quite a few.
Yeah, we do.
But I just gave you 2 of them because I know you really have trouble counting higher than 2, so.
I did have trouble. I had to look on here.
Hey,
RB.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you one quick question before you move on to this. And I would love to have asked this guy, but I was busy back here. What would happen? Would Boylan play like a Pecatonica?
No. It'd be in the same class. You'd be grouped into classes according to your size.
Okay.
So they might have to go to the suburbs. Some schools might have to play suburb schools. It would cause a travel problem, and with $4 gallon gas, that would probably be one of the issues that they're talking about right now. But schools like that, they would be grouped according to their size, and you wouldn't have mixed conferences like the Big Northern has a big division and a small division. Mm-hmm. They would probably be messed up a little bit, too. So it's something that's in the planning stage. But we do have 2 4-packs right here, RV Camping and Travel Show today, and it's at the Indoor Sports Center. And if you can pick them up today before, what time you go off, 10? Todd and Shannon go off at
10 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, so you can call 815-398-WROK or 815-398-9765. We have 2 sets of 4-packs for the RV Camping and Travel Show. Let Tom know, and they should be here through the Todd and Shannon show, so we'll have a couple of four packs right here. They're probably going to be giving away some more. They may be giving away a date. Are you giving away a date with Shannon too? No, maybe. Yeah, if we make a few bucks on it, you know, like a dollar a ticket or something, that'd be good. I don't think Shannon's here yet. She's never early.
She's not here. She can't defend herself.
But if you want to get those four packs to the RV camping and travel show, it'll make you feel more springy.
Yeah,
I think
Riley
for sure.
Riley said the other day, you know what? It's 15 degrees out or 20 degrees out. Go somewhere where it's nice and warm in there.
Yeah, Todd's going to tell us. He's going to come in here, and we're going to, what are we going to do with Shannon now?
Well, no, it's interesting because I haven't had a chance.
You got the wrong mic on.
Oh, am I the wrong
mic? There we go.
It's like I haven't done this before.
That's right.
I usually don't sit over here. I don't know. What do you want to do? We can do something with Shannon. She's not listening. She doesn't listen.
Yeah. Maybe we could, you know, if Shannon could be the escort with one of these four packs. Would that be good? And then she'd take you out to eat.
We could have her model the one of the RVs. By the way, we're going to be talking to the people who are hosting this RV camping. And if you're in a NASCAR, they have a full-scale NASCAR simulator.
Nice.
It's free.
Nice.
So if you want to see what it's like to go 190 miles an hour,
you get stimulated in the simulator.
It is. That's right.
And you also have the guy that's the creator of the new History Channel show, Vikings.
Michael Hirst is going to join us.
That's an interesting show.
It comes on right after the Bible, so it's getting big ratings on the History Channel. And, you know, being Norwegian, it's only fitting that we find out about it. And you're going to find out a lot about what you thought about Vikings wasn't necessarily true.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They're not from Minnesota?
Well, that's actually part of it is that they're all around the world.
Are we getting somebody from Duck Dynasty on Todd and Shannon? Because I want to be here for that.
You seem to know more about it than I do, so you work on that.
I love Uncle Cy. You ever watch it?
I've seen bits. Just bits and pieces.
Dave, if we get somebody on from Duck Dynasty, will you finally shut up about it?
I will.
All right.
Okay.
Todd, please let's make it happen.
Todd and Shannon coming on next. I don't know Shannon here yet.
I don't. It's not four after yet.
All right. Okay. Hey, good to have you along. Hopefully we'll have a full crew here next week. I want to thank all of our guests for being on today. For Tom Warner, this is Dave Schmidt saying we'll see you next week here on the State Line Sports Hour.